Hello, I'm Bruce Cameron. Welcome to Cumaldi, folk music on Community Radio 2MCE in Bathurst. Coming your way for the next couple of hours. The program today begins with a couple of tunes by two fine musicians, one from Clare, one from Galway. Petter O'Loughlin's been around quite a long time. He's from West Clare and he plays flute. And Maeve Donnelly from Galway plays fiddle. A couple of hornpipes, Moll Hapney and Paul Hapney. Fine flute player that man was, Petter O'Loughlin, passed away 2017. Had a few mental health issues in his life, but was All-Ireland champion flute player in the 1950s. There we heard Maeve Donnelly playing with him. Great album called The Thing Itself. The Thing Itself. We heard Moll Hapney and Paul Hapney. A couple of lovely hornpipes. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. The late Jimmy Gregory joins the program now. I haven't heard from this album for a while. It's called West Along the Road. This is apparently a traditional song, although I don't know. It sounds like it was probably written by somebody not that long ago, but he always said it was traditional. Here he is singing 10 Minutes Too Late, and he's accompanied by the Fagan family.
Some fidgety folk we always have known, who're famous for being out too soon. For the 2 o'clock dinner or 4 o'clock tea, they're sure to turn up around noon. Such whimsical fancy I ne'er call my own, Although the reverse is my fate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
Punctuality is all very proper, I know, but all worry and hurry I hate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
When I hop in a tram or jump in a bus to be nicely on time for a train, well, I'm all in a fever and quite in a fuss, though I know that my effort's in vain. And when I arrive at the station at last, and I think it 5 minutes too late, I observe by the clock that it's 5 minutes past, so that I am 10 minutes too late.
Punctuality is all very proper, I know, but I don't worry and hurry I hate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
I was once in my life very deeply in love, and I courted in verse and in prose. I obtained a small lock of her hair and a glove, and I made up my mind to propose. My cab drove away as I knocked on her door, and the answer decided my fate, for my rival had been just 10 minutes before, so that I was 10 minutes too late.
Punctuality is all very proper, I know, but all worry and hurry I hate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
Well, I could sing for a month if I tore into song the misfortunes I'd have to endure, for this habit has haunted me all my life long, 'twill haunt me to death, I am sure. When this fitful career is approaching its end, and I lie in a critical state, sure, no matter what physics the doctor might send, he'll send them 10 minutes too late.
Punctuality is all very proper, I know, but don't worry and hurry, I hate, for it always occurs that wherever I go, I'm exactly 10 minutes too late.
Captain Laura, will you or any man say that he died of care and sorrow? So hang our sorrow and care. 'Tis able to kill a cat. He that will drink all night is never afraid of that. Drinking will make a man quaff. Quaffing will make a man sing. Singing will make a man laugh. And laughing long life doth bring. Says also Simon the King. Says also Simon the King. With his ale drop toes and his bouncing nose, sing hey, ding ding.
Old Sir Simon the King, that's called. We heard the voices of Olivia Chaney and Jim Murray, and mostly the music of Concerto Caledonia. Interesting album. Purcell's Revenge, Sweeter Than Roses. Benjamin Britten arrangements of Henry Purcell material. Henry Purcell, 17th century composer, of course. Perhaps best known for Dido and Aeneas, of which I do not have happy memories because we had to perform it at high school. Back then, I was a little more interested in Gilbert and Sullivan, I must confess. Dido and Aeneas I found a bit turgid, although it had highlights. Anyway, Benjamin Britten, who made those arrangements of that material, including that old Sir Simon the King song, a 20th century composer, of course. Before that, we heard Jimmy Gregory and the Fagan family, all four of them. Bob and Margaret and Kate and James singing along behind Jimmy Gregory. 10 minutes too late, Jimmy Gregory performed with James Fagan in a group called the Hooligans. They were with Alistair Hewlett for quite a while as well. You're listening to Come All Ye. We head now to the Isère region of France, over near the edge of the Alps, near Grenoble in southeast France, for Rigodons en Cortège by Duo Vargoz. And the duo is comprised of the brothers Guillaume and Robin Vargoz.
Bye.
Rigaudon en Cottage from Guillaume Vargos and his brother Robin. An album called Duo Vargos. Those chaps from southeast France. Now, in May 2026, we lost Bernard Bolan. And I must confess, I thought he'd passed on some time ago, but no. Tender age of 83, we lost him. He was living at the time in Beechworth in Victoria, and when I knew him, he was resident of Sydney. In fact, Halcyon Avenue, Warunga, very appropriate name for the street in which he lived because he was a wonderful gardener, a beautiful garden at Warunga and also at Beechworth. I actually visited him in Beechworth and he was living in a house pretty much on the side of a hill, but he was in the process of turning it into, as you can imagine, another beautiful garden. But that was many years ago. I imagine it's more spectacular these days. Anyway, he's gone. He won't be doing any more gardening. Bernard, originally from Lancashire, and he worked in the city in Sydney as a tax lawyer, wrote some hilarious songs about that experience, and also, one you probably would recognise, the Rose Bay Ferry. We'll hear that. But first I'll sing one. Oh, sing one. Well, no, I won't. Wouldn't do that to you. A song called Not Many Fish from Bernard Bolan's album Upon Sober Reflection, which is a story in itself. But Not Many Fish is his comment on what's happening or what was happening in Sydney Harbour a long time ago. We must have written this 40 years ago or more. Then the Rose Bay Ferry, which is a little more humorous, from an album called The Liveliness of the Long-Playing Bernard Bolan.
From Mortlake to Mossman for 35 years in a 26-footer I've sailed. It paid for me grub and a couple of beers, but not now since the fishing has failed. There used to be blackfish, there used to be brim, and there used to be dewies to tame. But now there's old beer cans and polythene bags and things too repulsive to name. But the sun is still shining and the sky is still blue. You can still taste the salt in the spray. My lines are all baited and minutes over two, but there's not many fish in the harbour today. Once the catches you'd get nearly made your boat sink, and with three of you fill in the barge. Well, all you get now is a terrible stink and typhoid at no extra charge. What you need is a craft that can sail the high seas where the herring and kingfishes play. All you bring up in the harbour is dead dogs and cats, not to mention that Mrs. McRae. But the sun is still shining and the sky is still blue. You can still taste the salt in the spray. My lines are all baited and my net's over two, but there's not many fish in the harbour today. So go for a sail with your Sally and Sue, and take Wodger and Woofers as well. Remember to chuck your muck over the side and complain of the hideous smell. Well, a fisherman's known for not getting upset when he sails through the wind and the rain. But a man can but think when he's sailing through this, what a pity you can't pull the chain. But the sun is still shining and the sky is still blue. You can still taste the salt in the spray. My lines are all baited and my net's over too. but there's not many fish in the harbour today. The sun is still shining and the sky is still blue. You can still taste the salt in the spray. My lines are all baited and my net's over too, but there's not many fish in the harbour.
This is a song which is dedicated to the noble band of men who battle the waves every day between Rose Bay and Circular Quay on one of the admirable flat-bottom barges laughingly called ferries.
Every morning at 8:25, down to the Rose Bay Wharf I drive. Park my Humber underneath the tree, hop along the gangplank and then I'm free. Free says you, well how can that be when you always finish up at Circular Quay? So doubting Tom, I shall explain. When I get on board I sing this sweet refrain. Where are we going today, Mr. Nicholson? Where is it going to be? Don't turn left, turn right down the harbour and out to the open sea. Throw away your compass, right hand down, and it's out through the heads we'll go. So ho, let's be merry on the Rose Bay Ferry. If we run out of petrol, we'll row. Yo ho, if we run out of petrol, we'll row. Monday Java, Tuesday Spain, Wednesday it's Tokyo and back again. The only trouble is there isn't any gents, but what do you want for 20 cents? Off with me raincoat and me woolly vest, see the naked ladies on my chest. Today is Friday, so hold on tight, cause it's off to Trinidad and back tonight. Where are we going today, Mr. Nicholson? Where is it going to be? Don't turn left, turn right down the harbour and out to the open sea. Pull up your anchor, pull your finger out and wave goodbye to your home. We're off to Nantucket, so give that man a bucket, cause it's choppy when you're out on the phone. It's choppy when you're out on the phone. Now sometimes if I get up late, I only reach a jetty at 8:30. But that doesn't ruin my worldwide trip, cause the 837 is a battleship. Off on the dot with our guns on high, mince up manly as we pass by. We need another rocket, so just pop upstairs. You can get one from the chappie who collects the furs. Where are we going today, Mr. Nicholson? Where is it going to be? Don't turn left, turn right down the harbour and out to the open sea. Cause though we look like dudes and doctors at heart, we are men of the sea. So ho, let's be merry on the Rose Bay Ferry until we get to Circular Quay. You see, we finish up at Circular Quay.
Yes, Bernard Bolan with the Rose Bay Ferry, and before that, Not Many Fish. Bernard Bolan passed away on the 17th of May, 2026. 83 years old he was. I enjoyed his company very much. We were both on the committee of the New South Wales Folk Federation for quite some time. And he was a steadying influence. Being a tax lawyer, you could probably expect some of that would come through. But he was also very funny. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and I'm going to introduce you to a featured album. We usually have a featured album on the program, and today it comes from a Scottish musician called Ed Miller. Well, Scottish, but he's lived in Austin, Texas for most of the last 50-plus years. Was born in Edinburgh, born and raised there, and did an undergraduate degree at the University of Edinburgh, and then moved to the United States to finish graduate work in geography and folklore, the University of Texas. Settled there, apart from a year or two living various parts of Europe, I think he's been there ever since. He's also a frequent performer at folk festivals and has hosted a program called Across the Pond on public radio in Austin. Ed Miller has a fine voice, sings good songs. We'll hear a few of them in the program today, probably more than usual for a featured album, because this album called Generations of Change contains what I reckon is a good selection. First one, Yellow on the Broom.
Oh, but can you dinny like it, lass, to winter here in town? For the scaldies, aim is cryous, and they try to bring us down. And it's hard to raise twa bairnies in a single flea box room. So I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. I'll tack ye on the road again when the yellow's on the broom. And the scaldies cry as tinker dirt, and they sconce our bairns in school. But who cares what a scaldie thinks, for a scaldie's but a fool. They've never heard the yarlin' song, nor seen the flags in bloom. For they're aye cooped up in hooses when the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. That I cooped up in hooses when the yellow's on the broom. Nae sail for pegs nor baskets now, so just to stay alive. We've had to work at scaldy jobs from 9 o'clock till 5. But we call nae man our master, and we own the world's room. And we'll bid farewell to Brechin when the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. When the yellow's on the broom. We'll bid farewell to Brechin when the yellow's on the broom. So I'm weary for the springtime when we taxi the roadie's mare to the plantin' and the pearlin' and the berry fields of Blair, where we'll meet up with our kinfolk for a' the country round, and the gathered folk tack to the road and the yellow's on the broom. The yellow's on the broom. The yellow's on the broom. The gun, the put folk tack to the road, and the yellow's on the broom. Aye, the yellow's on the broom. The yellow's on the broom. The gun, the put folk tack to the road, and the yellow's on the broom.
Ed Miller from the featured album called Generations of Change, a song about the life of the Scottish travelling people. The term used throughout that song is scaldie, S-C-A-L-D-I-E, I suppose is the usual spelling of it. And often that means a bald person or a child with its head shaved for nits or whatever. But in that context, Scottish travellers. And a scaldie, in that context, once again, is a person from the settled house-dwelling population. So you've got to do scaldy jobs if you stay in the one place. And that really wasn't what the travellers wanted to do. So, song called Yellow on the Broom from Ed Miller. More from him in just a little while. Here's a jolly little number called The Pretty Little Girl from Nowhere by the New Victory Band. We'll hear vocals from Helen Watson and banjo from Roger Watson.
There's a dainty little little girl, one of the prettiest, and you'll find her in a leafy country lane. You ask her where she lives, her address she never gives. She tries to tell the name of it in vain. Well, it's just a cot she'll answer on the boundary of a stately English mansion, fine and grand. Well, she lives there all alone, and all around she's known as the little girl from No Man's Land. She's a pretty little girl from nowhere, nowhere at all, in a house very small. That's 10 miles from the railway station. No name, no number. From far and near, come a thought in it, I fear. A husband never one of them will be. Or a certain youthful lording who has lost his way, lost his heart to her, and soon I understand. Titled single girls will moan that the season's catch is gone to the little girl from No Man's Land. She's a pretty little girl. No name.
More Whiskey in This Town. That's a trio from Hobart. Moonshine Whiskers and the Ragged Pony is the name of that outfit. Self-titled album. A Song of Uncertain Origin. Raleigh and Spencer are both towns in North Carolina, and there at one point was a Raleigh and Spencer Railway, but that's long gone. So who knows? Anyway, no more whiskey in that town. Ed Miller would recommend something else.
When your time of work is done and you've earned yourself some fun, in the pub you start to sup, your drink and clink in every cup, aye, and the pint pots you're perusing, and you're boozing till you're snoozing, you're losing all your senses to the drink. But when all these folks at Prim are swigging swill up to the brim, nips of gin and numbered pims and sugar rubbed around the rim, let them drink until they drop, for the sly besotted Scot, he'll be breaking it a bottle of the best. Aye, to hell with all the rest, give me a bottle of the best. The amber bead, all down with speed, it's no bad taste or waste, just greed. Aye, and a whiskey still I'll kill, I'll drink my fill, and if you spill a jill, you know I will, I'll lick it off the floor. I'll not touch teachers, grants or hay, give me Bemore or Laphroaig, Glenfarclas and a glass, well you can throw the top away, for there's no use to pretend that you'll need the top again when you've broken it a bottle of the best. And the English like their ale, warm and flat straight out the pail, the ice litter way they're bitter, it would slaughter Jack the Ripper, and they sip their cider rough, they huff and puff and sniff and snuff, and as if that's not enough, they start to sing of when Jonesy's ale was new and John Barleycorn's fine brew, fathom the bowl, the barley mow, bring us a barrel, just a few. But their songs are far surpassed by the tinkle in the glass when you've broken it a bottle of the best. And the Irish with their pride who earn think they can deride her golden water with her patter when they're out on the batter. 1600 pints of stout, a drinking bout without a doubt, and if they've no got the gout, they start to dance. Father O'Flynn and Larry O'Gaff, Biddy the ball wife for a laugh, the fine maimon they carry on, the blackbird drives them daft. But their jigs have no appeal to the Scot who likes to reel when he's broken it a bottle of the best. Aye, a bottle of the best, that's what it is. Nae idle jest, nae Mickey Finn, nae rock gut gin, nae bathtub wine that tastes like vim. Have no fear, it's not like beer, malt whiskey strong and bright and clear, and it's also bloody dear, but what the hell. And it belts ye in the belly like a heavyweight loch gelly, a glow begins to grow, six in a row turns ye to jelly. Then ye dream perchance to sleep, and ye fall down in a heap, for ye've broken it a bottle of the best.
Well, I don't know that I'd throw the top away if I'd opened a bottle of Laphroaig, but Ed Miller from the featured album has other advice. Nice to hear an Edinburgh accent. Play a lot of Scottish music on this program, but not much of it from Edinburgh singers. And even though he's not lived in Edinburgh full-time for ages, it's still quite distinctive. And I like it because my granny came from Edinburgh and my mother was born there. It's a very familiar twang. Now, next one comes from Frank Lee and Ali Burbrick. We heard the sort of strained American accent by Moonshine Whiskers and the Ragged Pony a few minutes ago. This is a real American accent with a song called Arkansas Chic. Not shake, it's S-H-E-I-K, but in this case it's pronounced chic.
Missouri guys, and listen to my noise. Never you married an Arkansas boys. And if and you do, I tell you what it be. Coke, cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea. It's cornbread, molasses, and sassafras tea. The first thing he does whenever he comes in, he takes a chew tobacco and he slobbers on his chin. The first thing he says whenever he sits down, Madam, ain't your Johnny cakes bacon too brown? Madam, ain't your Johnny cakes bacon too brown? It's a buckskin hunt shirt, and this is the best. An old flop hat with more brim than crown. An old pair of shoes with the heels run down. An old pair of shoes with the heels run down. They milk a little brittle cow and strain it in a gourd. They put it in a corner and they cover it with a board. And some gets a little and some gets none. And this is the way that the Arkansas is run. This is the way that the Arkansas is run. Slats with a handful of straw, trying to get along with my mother-in-law, trying to get along with my mother-in-law. Listen, old blind mule and an old milk cow, a razorback hog and a pull-tongue plow. He has his poke salad and his sassafras tea, but the Arkansas sheik, he's a mystery to me. The Arkansas sheik, he's a mystery to me. Sung you all my song and I bet you're glad it's through. The Arkansas sheik, he's feeling kindly blue. And he got drunk and took in the town, cause the Arkansas gal turned his damper down. The Arkansas gal turned his damper down.
Yep, that's the end of that. The Arkansas sheik, Frank Lee and Ali Burr Brink. I don't know much about that song at all. However, sounds all right to me. Nice finger picking there. Two tracks now from an album by, in fact, a self-titled album by the group Bright Season. Members of this trio, Michael Tinker, Ella Sprung and Simon Dumpleton. It was the featured album on the program some time ago, but I'll give another two tracks a go right now. First one was a shape note hymn, and it's called Africa. Then I'll play an instrumental from the same album, originally a 3-2 hornpipe, composed, I think, by the English piper Andy May, Van Karin Polska. This trio decided that it was actually a Swedish polska and called it shotgun, as in the passenger seat of a car if you're riding shotgun. Two tracks from Bright Season, Africa and Van Karin Polska.
Now shall my inward joys arise and burst into a song. Almighty love inspires my heart and pleasure tunes my tongue. God on his thirsty Zion's hill, some mercy drops has thrown, and Solomon's have bound his love to shower salvation down. Why do we then indulge our suspicions and complaints. Is he a god? And shall his grace grow weary of his saints?
Karin Polska, otherwise known as Shotgun, and before that, Africa, both tracks from self-titled album by Bright Season. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm going to play another one now from the featured album, the title track, Generations of Change, from Ed Miller.
Well, my father was a ploughman by a wee farm near Capeley. He worked on the land all days of his life. By the time he made second, he aye said he reckoned he'd ploughed near on half o' the East Nuka Fife. He feed on at Randerston, Crawhill and Clappington, Carnbone, Carnby and Kilrenny Mill. At King's Barnes he married, at Boar Hills he's buried, but man, had he lived, he'd be ploughing on still. Ah, but those days were his days, those ways were his ways, to follow the plough while his back was still strong. But those days are past, and the time come at last for the weakness of age to make way for the young. Well, I was nae for ploughing, to the sea I was going, to follow the fish and the fisherman's ways. In rain, hail and sunshine, I've watched the long run line, nae man mair contented his hale working day. I've long lined a flood and ground, Dutch and the Dogger Bank, pulled the great fish fae, the deep devil's hole. I've sight trawled off Shetland, the Faroes and Iceland, in weather much worse than a buddy could throw. But those days were my days, those ways were my way. To follow the fish while the bank was still strong. But those days are past, and the time come at last for the weakness of age to make way for the young. But now my sons, they have grown, and the way they have flown, to search for black oil in the dark northern sea. Like oilmen they walk, and like Texans they talk. Aye, there's no much in common between my sons and me. Of Rough Rigged and Josephine, Forties and Ninian, Claymore and the Dunlan, the Fishard and Dock. They've made fortunes for sure, but in one trip ashore, they spend more than I am in a whole season's work. Ah, but this day is their day, this way is their way, to ride the rough rigs while the backs are still strong. But their day will pass, and the time come at last, for the weakness of age to make way for the young. But now my grandsons are growing, to school soon be going. The long days of summer they'll spend here with me. We'll walk through the old ways, talk of the old days, of the corn and the codfish, the land and the sea. We'll walk through the fields that my father once tilled, talk to the old men who once sailed with me. Man, it's been awfully good, I've shown them all I could, for their past and their present, what their future might be. For tomorrow is their day, what will be their way? What will they make of that land, sea and sky? Man, I've seen awfully change, but it still seems so strange to look at my world through a young laddie's eyes.
Great song written in the 1970s by Matt Armour about the changes taking place in the East Nuke of Fife at the time and various other places all over the world, I guess. From Ed Miller, featured album, Generations of Change, that was the title track.
Maud Butler had a brother in the army, and so she made her way to Sydney town. At 17, she knew her mind. She wouldn't just be left behind. And so Maud tried to join the army. Oh, what will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. A lovely farmer's daughter from old Curry Curry town. She tried to sign on as a nurse, they turned the poor girl down. She bought herself some soldier's gear, cut her hair, dried her tears, and climbed up a rope to board a transport. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. 3 days in a life raft with not a bite to eat, till bold as brass she walked the decks, the sailor boys to meet. An officer saw her walking about, her boots were wrong, they found her out. Poor Maud was put ashore in dear old Melbourne. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw.
Only 2 months later, Maud was back on board again. Another attempt to see the front in the company of men. I'll do my bit to help the war, she said when she was back on shore. I just want to be a soldier. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. This young girl's an example to all of those who shirk. While others would have given up, Maud Butler went to work. A lesser girl would have had enough, but Maud was made of sterner stuff. So raise a cheer and sing of Miss Maud Butler. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. What will we do with Maud Butler? She dresses as a soldier and she wants to go to war. She jumped a ship to cross the foam, better than any stay at home. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw. The prettiest little soldier boy the army ever saw.
A trio called Cloud Street from Brisbane. They performed for quite a while until the sad passing of that singer John Thompson, who composed that song, I think, about Maud Butler. True story of a 16-year-old girl from Currycurry up near Newcastle. Nicole Murray was married to John Thompson, and Emma Nixon was the other fine musician in that trio.
Thank you.
two tunes in that set, Captain Swing's Hornpipe and The Steamboat, by a Cayley band from Worcester called Captain Swing. Who the devil was Captain Swing? I'm glad you asked. He was a terrorist. According to most landowners, he was a terrorist. He was a fellow who was largely responsible for the 1830 farm workers' riots in rural England. Because a lot of people weren't very happy about agricultural mechanisation and pretty rubbish working conditions as well. So he did all sorts of stuff to make life difficult for the landowners and the farmers. But rather than me explain it to you, I'll let Roy Bailey have a go.
Sun's gone down, the shutters drawn, the curfew bell has tolled. The fox is lurking around the farm, the barn owl's wings unfold. In the candlelight tonight you might hear to your alarm the midnight band of Captain Swing as he rides from farm to farm. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. The sheep are safely in the fold, the shepherd deeply sleeps, the ploughman reels back from his drink, through woods the poacher creeps. Squire retires on bed of brass with one thing on his mind, if Captain Swing's this way tonight there'll be no corn to grind. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. Labouring man is on his knees, nowhere can he get hired, since new machines that do the work the farmer has acquired. But how he sweats when he reads the threats on paper morning brings. Destroy your gear or else I swear you'll pay, sign Captain Swing. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. Sun's gone down, the shutters drawn, the curfew bell has tolled. The fox is lurking around the farm, the barn owl's wings unfold. In the candlelight tonight you might hear to your alarm the midnight band of Captain Swing as he rides from farm to farm. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I. All over Dorset the flames are leaping high, the ricks are burning, who's the cause? Captain Swing, not I.
Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie recorded that in 1929. Not that version. A song called When the Levee Breaks. That was Maureen Bradley. And she's from Donegal and she's all of 20 years old. And she plays finger-picking guitar and sings the blues. Another one now from the featured album. This one's a bit different from most of the tracks on the album. It's called Blood Upon the Grass. It harkens back to the time when Victor Jara was killed by the dictator General Pinochet in Chile. To cut it short, he was killed in a large indoor soccer stadium, Estadio Chile, and there are lots of songs about that. Not so many songs about the Scottish Football Association. No, they didn't kill him, but a couple of years after Pinochet took over in Chile, the 1978 World Cup was going to be held in Argentina, and the Scottish Football Association were set to play Chile in that stadium, in the Santiago Stadium. And a lot of people in Scotland weren't terribly keen on that location. They weren't necessarily opposed to playing soccer against Chile, although many were, but they didn't really think it was a good idea to be in that stadium. However, that's where it took place. And I was in Scotland in 1978, and it was all a go to support Ali McLeod. He was the manager of the Scottish football team, and there were, I probably still have a button that says Ali's army, we're off to Argentina, and all that sort of hoo-ha. I knew nothing about the match that was due to be played in Chile in the Santiago Stadium. But somebody did, and they wrote a very good song about it called Blood Upon the Grass. And here's Ed Miller to sing it.
On September the 11th in 1973, scores of people died in a vile machine gun spree, and a Santiago sports ground became a place to kill. Now your Scottish football team's gonna grace it with their skill, but there's blood upon the grass. Aye, there's blood upon the grass. Oh, did ye go there, Archie Gemmell? Did ye play there, Tam Forsyth? Where so many folk met early, the Grim Reaper and his scythe. Those people weren't terrorists, not even party hacks. And maybe some were goalkeepers, and some were centre-backs. But now their blood's upon the grass. Aye, their blood's upon the grass. And Victor Jara, he played guitar when they took him to that ground. So they broke all of his fingers so the strings no more would sound. But he just went right on singing songs of freedom, songs of peace. And even when they shot him down, his message didn't cease. But now his blood's upon the grass. Aye, his blood's upon the grass. So did ye go there, Alan Ruff? Did ye play there, Andy Gray? Did it worry you to hear the ghost of Victor Jara say, Somos cinco mil, we are 5,000 in this place. And now your Scottish football team's helped a hunter's dark disgrace. There's blood upon the grass. Aye, there's blood upon the grass. So do you stand upon the terracing at Ibrox or Parkhead? Do you cheer for the hips in green and white or the dons in flaming red? Those Santiago victims, they were people of your kind. Too bad our football bosses couldn't change their narrow minds. For now there's blood upon their hands. Aye, there's blood upon their hands.
fine trio called Carlos Sweeney McCartan. They are Dylan Carlos, Kean Sweeney and John McCartan. We heard Donald Lunny playing there with them on a set of three tunes, The Tinker's Stick, Spoil the Dance and The Humours of Lissadell from the album called The One After It. It's their second album and it's as good as their first one. And the first one was excellent. You're listening to Come All Ye on Community Radio, 2MCE in Bathurst and Orange in the central west of New South Wales. The program is broadcast on two frequencies, 92.3 in Orange, in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. It also is streamed. The radio station streams everything on 2mce.org. And if you'd like to hear some of the programs 2MCE has broadcast, again, you can do so by looking for the Listen on Demand buttons on the station's website, 2mce.org, once again. If you'd like to go straight to older programs of Come All Ye, a quicker way perhaps is to go to Come All Ye, one word, comeallye.com. There's a couple of big blue buttons there. One of them will take you to the most recent playlist, so it'll list all the tracks that I've been sharing with you. And the other big blue button will take you to Listen on Demand, and you can go crazy listening to older programs. All that, thanks to Community Radio. Two tracks now from Battlefield Band. The first one relates to the Normandy landings in early June 1944, a song called The Beaches of St. Valery. We'll hear the voice of Davy Steele, and after The Beaches of St. Valery, we'll let them play an instrumental for you.
It was in 1940, the last days of spring, and we were sent to the Maginot Line. A fortress in France, built to hold the advance of an army from a different time. We were soon overrun, outthought and outgunned, and pushed further back every day. But we never believed High Command would just leave us, so we fought every inch of the way, till the 51st Highlanders found themselves back on the banks of the Somme one more time. It still bore the scars of that war to end wars, the old soldiers' scars deep in their minds. But we couldn't stay long, for the panzers rolled on, and the battle raged west towards the sea. Then on June the 10th, when sapped of all strength, I entered St. Valery, and all I recall was the last boat leaving, my brother on board, waving and calling to me, and the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of St. Valery. So I huddled all night in a hammered old house, where the shells and the bullets rained down. Just before dawn, my hope was still strong, for we moved to the beach from the town. But the boat that had left on the day we arrived was the only one we'd ever seen. And with no ammo or food, we had done all we could. So we surrendered at St. Valery. And all I recall was the last boat leaving, a brother on board, waving and calling to me. And the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of St. Valery. When I returned at the end of the war from the Stalag where I'd been confined, I read of the battles the Allies had fought, Stalingrad, Alamein and the Rhine. And with pride in their hearts people spoke of Dunkirk, how defeat had become. But nobody mentioned the Highland Division. They'd never heard of St. Valery. No stories, no statues for those that were killed. No honors for those that were caught. Just a deep sense of shame, as though we were to blame. Though I knew in my heart we not. So I've moved to a country I've come to call home, but my homeland is far over the sea. I will never return while my memories still burn on the beaches of St. Valery. And all I recall was the last boat brother on board, waving and calling to me. And the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of St. Valery.
a lively bunch of tunes from Battlefield Band from their album Rain, Hail or Shine. I was on the phone, I only heard the last tune, and that was Raven's Rock. Before that, The Beaches of St. Valerie, written and sung by Davy Steele, the late Davy Steele, from the point of view or the perspective of his uncle, who indeed was captured but survived and eventually moved to Canada. His father came back. His father was on the boat, the one boat that got the bits of the 51st Highland Division off the beach. What a story. What a tale of woe. You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm going to now play you Ready for the Storm. I hope you are. Cindy Callett, Ellen Epstein and Michael Ciccone.
The waves crash in and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn a lonely sailor. But the lightning strikes, wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones, through the sailor's soul. There's nothing left that she can hold except the rolling ocean. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Every confrontation seems to tell me what it really means to be the songly sailor. But when the sky begins to clear, the sun it melts away my fear, I'll cry a silent weary tear for those who need to love me. But I am ready for the storm. It is no real friend, and time will take its time, and you will find that in the end it brings you me, the lonely sailor. And when you take me by your side, you love me warm, you love me. And I should have realized I had no reason to be frightened. And I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm.
When I was just a lad, and things weren't quite so bad as the life I have to suffer now that I'm a man. With my sannies on my feet, while the tram cars in the street didn't knock you down when you were played at kick the can. And there was sweet sun rushing, and the height of passion was to kiss wee Betty Mackie or wee Isa Brown, for their knickers were dark blue, which was a very common hue when I was just a laddie there in Edinburgh town. And it never seemed to rain, and the summers in the main seemed much warmer than the summers that we have today. And there was nae atom bombs, and the Portobello proms drew the trippers through fae Glasgow just to spend the day. With their pitchin' tossin' and their candy flossin', they'd be back to the cherry that they'd left at noon. And before they'd had a few, they'd be out to see the zoo, and they'd leave wee high impressions over Edinburgh town. And I know there there was a war, but my granny's chili jars would get us to the pictures on a Saturday. 'Twas Stooges on the screen and an ice cream in between, then we'd hop across the range with Cowboy Cassidy. And New Haven wifeys with their box and knifeys would sell you a plate of mussels when you climbed the tune. And on Friday in the park, we'd play football till it's dark and pretend we're Laurie Riley there in Edinburgh town. Ah, but now I'm getting old, and the truth it must be told, I don't know what they're doing now to Scotia's pride. Old buildings seem to die, and the new ones scrape the sky, and it doesn't seem the same place where I used to bide. But forget my mumping, for it still has something that you could never find by going to the moon. So I'll put aside my ills by the castle and the hills, and I'll content myself that I'm a lad for Edinburgh toon.
Ah, yes, Ed Miller, Edinburgh toon. And before Edinburgh toon, we heard Ready for the Storm, a song written by Doogie McLean, sung there by Cindy Callett, Ellen Epstein and Michael Ciccone. An album called Angels in Daring. Here's an instrumental from Donal Lunny, Padraic Ryn and Sylvain Baru from a good album called Triad, and I think that's what they probably called themselves as well, although it doesn't appear that way on the cover. You've got Donal Lunny playing various strings and percussion, Padraic Ryn concertina and Sylvain Baru on flute, with John McSherry playing Ellen pipes. It's called Here Comes Herself, and it was composed by Mr. Lunny.
Thank you.
Here Comes Herself, the name of that tune, composed by Donald Lunny. He played it along with Patrick Rinn and Sylvain Baru. Did you send Marilyn Munro a birthday card recently? She was born on the 1st of June 1926. I guess you could have saved the stamp because she hasn't been around for quite a while. A lot of comment about Marilyn Munro leading up to her 100th, including body shape. This is Pat Drummond.
Marilyn Monroe was a size 14, prettiest girl that the world had seen. Didn't look a lot like the supermodel women that looked like the survivors of the Singapore prison. Her bottom was round, her breasts were full, but when her skirt flew up, she was beautiful. And that full figure figured in a lot of men's dreams. Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. You know the Women's Weekly and No Idea. They make a lot of cash from the constant fear that if you aren't skinny, you're bound to fail. What they will never tell you is the average male still prefers a woman with a few nice curves. Time to give the ad boys one big serve. Scream right back at your TV screen. You tell them Marilyn Monroe is a size 14. You know I like to take the old damn cars from friends. I take them out to Lenny's for the long weekend. Give those women what they really need, a new perspective and a damn good feed. Hey! You see, the little boys' bottoms have a place in the world, but it isn't on the body of a grown-up girl. They look pathetic on a supermodel, flogging cheap cosmetics in a plastic bottle. There's still a few men in the world like me who remember what a woman's body used to be. I've a voluptuous figure in tight blue jeans. Remember Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. If I could take the ladies on TV soaps, I'd take them for a burger and I'd tell them that I hope to stop starving themselves and killing our kids, trying to make them into shapes God never did. You see, the ad man's dollar and corporate greed will never tell a woman what a real man needs. You want winning, working out in a gym, when what he really wants is you working out with him. You say your body's too big and your shape is strange. It's your mind, not your body, that you need to change. Paint these words on your TV screen. Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. Don't let their scales outweigh your dreams. You tell them Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. Don't buy their stupid magazines till they use a few models who is size 14. Hey! Yeah!
Yes, size 14, Marilyn Monroe, from Pat Drummond. That's it from me. Thank you for your company today. Let's do it again real soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.